I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, the music tells the tale. It is Friday night in San Diego. Ken is in his pool. I'm in my garage. And our good friends from Duckfoot Brewing are joining us this week on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Jeremy, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, and of course, Brett and Matt from Duckfoot Brewing. It is great to actually see your faces without a mask.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing? It's been way too long.
Matt, I think this is the first time we've actually we've done the show with you in the brew house at Duckfoot, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been a little while.
They let you do some experiments with the brew house now that you've jumped in there?
Oh, I get to play around a little bit, get to make some fun beers here and there. Actually really excited about one that we're brewing on Monday, so a little Belgian style blonde ale.
You're not going to do a table beer, are you?
That's the most common question when we start talking about what's Matt doing these days. we're not bringing a table beer on just yet.
So there's always a chance.
I will applaud you, Brett, on the fantastic hire in Matt.
You know, there's happiness all around here, I think on Matt's part too, but certainly on our part. We're just really pleased with how everything's going these days. And yeah, sometimes I have to pinch myself and go, am I dreaming?
COVID is pretty much screwed with everybody. How are you guys maintaining through it all?
It's been a task. Let me tell you, everything's like flipped on its head. The good news is we did manage to set up a little outside patio area here at Miramar. We got a comfy area with picnic tables and umbrellas and occasionally even a water mister to keep you cool on these hot weekends. But of course, you know, per mandate, we're serving food. So if you want to come in and drink beer, you got to eat a hot dog, which, you know.
Twist my arm. Hot dogs and beer.
Yeah, I'm willing to do my civic duty.
Speaking of, what are we starting off the program with tonight?
We're doing the Drink This or the Bees Die. It's our Golden Honey Ale. 6.5% alcohol by volume. Tons and tons and tons of orange blossom honey in this thing. You get the honey right away. From the moment you get that thing anywhere near your face, you can start to smell the honey, and then it carries through. But it's not super sweet, you know, it's not that sticky sweet character. We're getting the flavor of it without all that ridiculous over the top sweetness. We're fermenting all the sugar out, you know, and just keeping all the flavor in there.
This is one of my favorite beer names in San Diego.
I just noticed this on the can because I'm sitting here oogling the art, but there's actually there's some good stuff that goes along with this beer other than the beer that's in the can. It says, for every batch of this beer we brew, we donate to bee-related charities to prevent colony collapse and educate children about the importance of busy little pollinating friends. Learn more at plantbee.org. So this is kind of like almost a charity beer indirectly?
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a charity beer, as close as we can get, you know, legally. You can't promise charities money based on the sale of beer. You have to promise it based on the production of beer. So that's what we do. And we cut them a check periodically. Like it says in the can, they're doing education when it comes to honeybees, which are a super important part of our food chain. And without honeybees, I think like Albert Einstein said, if honeybees disappeared overnight, people would be dead, you know, within weeks, because we rely on bees so much for pollinating.
You'd run out of guacamole within a week.
And, yeah, totally.
Life after avocados.
Yeah. Ken, you wicked bastard. How dare you threaten to take away my avocados?
That's why you have to drink this beer.
Is there more
Here's the nice thing about this beer is that this can and this beer, you not only can pick up at their tasting room, but you can also find this pretty much everywhere, from BevMo to better bottle shops across San Diego. This is one that's readily available in distribution, and it's so striking. When you see it, you know, get this beer, drink this beer, or the bees die.
The instructions are clear.
Let's polish off the rest of this, because Ken's glass is empty. We will play a couple of tunes and come back with one of probably my favorite summer seasonals that I can't drink enough of. Next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, it's Alt 94.9. An apt selection of tunes to go with Drink This or the Bees Die, the Honey Ale from Duckfoot Brewing. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, floating in his pool.
Yeah, hell, I haven't taken a shower since April.
Wow, our guests tonight, Matt and Brett from Duckfoot Brewing, have joined us. We're drinking some of their wares tonight. Start off the program with Drink This or the Bees Die, their honey ale. I love when this beer rolls around, and I really, if I could ask Santa Claus for one thing, Brett, is that this doesn't just disappear after summer. I know it's a summer seasonal for you guys. November would be a really good time to drink this beer, and not just on the supply that I've got tucked away into my beer cellar.
Yeah, I get it. You're not the only one who asks for that same Christmas gift, but we got to make some room for other fun stuff at the same time.
I get it. I know you've been experimenting with some taproom beers, some one-offs, some riffs. What have you got cooking up there right now? Because I know you had East Village, but East Village is on hold right now.
Right. Yeah. So Miramar is wide open. We got plenty of room for lots of people. We're serving food. We got food trucks on the weekends. And then we're doing some cool beers with some fruit. This weekend, we got our hazy IPA with blood orange.
Stop
it. So I was just putting that together, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, this goes down really easily. And then the other thing that we're introducing is the beer slushy. A new thing for us, and it's not a traditional beer by any stretch. This weekend, we'll have a strawberry daiquiri beer slushy. You put a straw in it, you know, put some sprinkles on it and a cookie, and man, that's a treat.
They're completely ridiculous. They're icy cold. Yeah. They're topped with whipped cream.
Every hardworking beer drinker needs a little treat now and again.
Can we talk about this coconut IPA though? Because I mean, this really is something special. There's a lot of people who have tried to make coconut IPAs over the years. You guys, this is patent after perfect. Whatever you did to make this beer happen.
I mean, the key is to make sure it doesn't taste like suntan lotion, you know?
Right.
Tons and tons of toasted coconut going into this thing, both during fermentation and after fermentation, really brings out that nice toasted coconut flavor. You can almost feel the coconut in your mouth while you're drinking it. You get that, like, the meatiness of.
But the other thing is Matt actually made some improvements on this. I thought it couldn't be done, but
I feel like we've brought the hops and the coconut into a more melded experience, so you're getting both the tropical citrusy hop character out of it and the coconut all at the same time. So we're getting closer and closer to that cocktail experience in a beer glass.
Yeah, all at the same time.
We've used a bunch of Sabro, which is a weird Neo-Mexicanus varietal of hops. Yeah, I get to use a big word at least once on this, right? But that's a really weird hop. Its two primary descriptors are woodsy and coconut.
Dude, it is just dancing in perfect time with the coconut notes. Just enough sweetness in there. Clean finish. You know, yep. I think dropping the bitterness off really allows that coconut to shine.
Exactly.
Drink this while you can get it. Coconut IPA from Duckfoot Brewing. We're going to take a break. We come back. All I can think of is Island in the Sun from Weezer and Margaritaville from Buffett. And I think that's probably what we'll do. It's a rock and roll happy here on Alt 94.9. Two beers down. Two beers to go. It's almost like the Thunderdome. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist floating in his pool on a Friday night, along with our good friends from Duckfoot. We've got Matt, we've got Brett, and we've had two beers so far that will blow your mind. The Coconut IPA, which, you know, it's their summer seasonal, so if you see it, buy it. The second one is Drink This or the Bees Die, their honey ale, which if you see it, buy it. Matt, tell us about this next beer we're drinking, please. On the can, it says mango and pine hop aroma, malted wheat. Double white IPA. What the hell is a white IPA for anybody who is not initiated into brewing culture?
Yeah, the white really does just refer to the high wheat content in it. This is a classic, classic West Coast double IPA in my book. You've got a nice firm malt backbone to it, but then sea hops galore coming at you. There's a firm bitterness to it. But yeah, you get that piney, resiny character. You get some citrus over the top in both the aroma and the flavor. And then the alcohol comes through in the finish there and just starts to warm you up just a little bit. It's not at 8.5%. The alcohol is always going to play in, but it's not so overpowering that you're going, oh man, I can't drink that. This comes in a 16-ounce can. That alcohol blends in nicely. You can get through the whole can.
Wait, oh my God, I could listen to that poem all day long. Not
what's the point of making a beer if you don't want to drink more of it when you finish?
Can I ask you, I mean, you're in a barrel room right now. I don't see a lot of Duckfoot barrel stuff going on right now. What is all that's behind you?
We've had a couple of releases in the last year or so. They're just very limited and honestly have been selling out pretty fast. We just filled a few more of them with a new sour base, and we're throwing a bunch of bugs into them. We should have some really killer Belgian style sour beer in 6 to 12, maybe 18 months. Hopefully in the 6 to 12 month range. We'll see what they do though.
Yeah, the barrel part of the business is super fun. You know, you get to like curate the collection, you know, go out and find some interesting new barrels. I just found a source for some little baby barrels, little 15-gallon barrels, which will actually let us turn the barrels over a lot quicker. So we could potentially fill them and then like 3 months be able wow. to have something really good as opposed to
I'm really looking forward to that.
We're brewing an Imperial Stout here
sometime next week.
Yeah, some of that'll be going into barrels. So yeah, we'll have some stuff come out.
So when those things come out, what's the best way to find out about those?
I mean, for the most part, it's Facebook and Instagram. Those are the big ones. But I think, you know, for people really in the know, they're subscribed to our newsletter, because that's the most comprehensive set of Duckfoot, what's going on kind of thing. And then we send that out about, I think, weekly.
How do I get into that club?
Go to our webpage, duckfootbeer.com. And it's right, I think it's at the bottom of just the very first page. Type your email address in and hit the button and you're good to go.
Those are the things to watch for. And yeah. And more of this Duckzilla IPA. My glass is almost empty. I can't believe
you got me to drink through three
pint cans already. All right. We're going to play this. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up next for Duckfoot Brewing on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. As Ken is watching in admiration as he shares his Drink This or the Bees Die with a bee on his pool deck, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our friends Matt and Brett from Duckfoot Brewing. We've celebrated some fantastic brews with them tonight. The Duckzilla Double White IPA. We've had the Coconut IPA. One of the things I want to talk about is with you guys, before we get into our last beer, is all the beers we've had tonight are in cans. And I walked into your tasting room and I saw all the different cans that you guys have on a regular basis. It's ridiculous. You have an absolute ton of cans.
The COVID situation has turned the business on its head. We used to do probably 75% of our beer went into kegs in draft for bars and restaurants and 25% into cans. And now it feels like it's the opposite. And I think everyone's doing the same. Everyone's, you know, it's all about, it's a to-go world we're living in right now.
Right.
And of course that has been causing a little bit of a crunch as far as can availability. That's starting to affect us. You know, the whole industry is scrambling for cans and having trouble getting them. So
when you see the Wall Street Journal doing articles on Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Anheuser-Busch, and Miller's all dropping canned products
right.
because they can't get the aluminum, it's going to affect us.
Best way to support you guys is just to buy beer.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every little liquor store that's out there, we do our best to get to them because they're kind of the heart of the industry. You know, you walk down to your corner liquor store and just pick up some cans. But we're the bigger ones, not some of the biggest because they're kind of a pain to deal with. But we're in like, you know, Jimbo's, and we're working on Stater Brothers, and we're in Barron's Markets. We're in every, as much as we can possibly get into.
Go. Drink yourself some Duckfoot beer. We're going to take a break. I got a song, and then we are going to have our last beer of the night. Something that, you know what, Matt, you're going to have to explain this to me in a minute. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. When Ken says, I love the segue, I think he's talking about the music. But then I realize It's on the can of our next beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got our friends Matt and Brett from Duckfoot Brewing who have joined us tonight. We have been drinking some amazing beers for them. Their Duckzilla Double White IPA we just wrapped up along with the Coconut IPA. Drink this at the Bee's Die Honey Ale is what started the program off with. And I have the best way to describe it is no clue exactly what I'm drinking now. It's called Kook Slams IPA, and it is quite literally a segue with a guy who's wearing shorts that are way too short, just absolutely dunking a beer. What in God's name?
That is the Kook. He's on the can, and Kook Slams is, this is a marketing collaboration that we did with the Kook Slams guys. And Kook Slams is an Instagram channel where you can go and you can watch amusing videos of guys like out on their surfboards, just completely wiping out, or their skateboards or their, you know, snowboards or whatever. It's wipeout videos galore. And we realized, this is kind of a cool site. These guys need to expand their brand. So we talked to them and said, hey, let's do a beer together. And we got together and we figured out what kind of beer it should be. And we put their artwork on our label and introduced the beer. And it's our number one beer in cans by a factor of two.
What?
We sell twice as much of this beer as any other can that we have right
now.
Wow. Which I think is testament to how delicious the beer is, honestly. It does help that we've got this marketing collaboration going, but it's so good.
Britt always seems to downplay the Instagram account because it's, let's put it in the terms of my 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Daddy, can we watch some fails right now?
Oh God, no. That's what it is. It's all fails perfectly.
Yeah, so sit there and watch people wipe out constantly and drink this 7.5% West Coast IPA featuring monstrous amounts of Mosaic hops. And man, it's just crushable at 7.5%. The Mosaic is giving this gorgeous berry character, a little bit of citrus coming through, nice fruitiness, but it's also
a little bit of crunch berries.
I don't know what you did with that 1%. In terms of ABV, this is one away. We went from Duckzilla, which was 8.5, to this, which is 7.5, but perceived alcohol on this beer, so much less. Like, this beer, you want to slam like it's a 4.5% session IPA, but it's not. You slam two of these, you will stand up and see God.
To be honest, the transition, that is the range right there. When you move from 7.5 up and over 8% alcohol, that is when the alcohol starts to show up anyway. It's actually the tipping point in beer where a careful brewer can be very sneaky up and above 8%, but you're always going to experience the alcohol. Whereas if we're at 7.5 and lower, the alcohol can be tucked away, hidden, swept under the rug, as it were.
You can still get pints here. You can fill growlers. That's the best way to get it.
Yeah, guys, this is wickedly delicious.
I totally understand why you wanted to end with this beer. This is the crown jewel. This is amazing. Go get yourself some Kook Slams IPA from Duckfoot Brewing. And here's the best part. It's on the can, crafted to reduce gluten. If you've got gluten problems, this beer has less of it. Cheers to that, and we're done for tonight.
Every one of them.
Every one of them. We'll see you next Friday night, 7 o'clock, for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. We're going out with this.
Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.